So, last time you defeated that shadow, those shadow assassins that had come through the Abbey and were targeting individuals, Crethan, you were able to see the threads when they were in sunlight. And that was how you were able to track them down and dispose of all of them, to your knowledge.
And why you gotta be like that?
You know, I mean, you don't know what you don't know, right? You who have some armies that we started using a little bit last time, you've got, and I added two more. There is the Radonovans infantry, which they came from Valaki. They were defectors from Valaki. And so it is it's a small infantry, but they're trained. Ismark's Barovian guard that the people he came with from Barovia, they're just levies. So they're not fully trained. And then you have the Order of the Silver Dragon and their cavalry. So those are the troops that you're currently housing in the Abbey. Or around the Abbey grounds.
What's the difference between the quarter circle and the half circle?
Okay, so that's going to get into the downtime stuff that's going to happen now, which I don't know how to do other than we can just do the mechanical side of downtime and trim that out of the episode and just keep the scenes that happen for it in, because it's going to be a lot of referencing these circles. But basically these circles are a timer to upgrade these, to kind of level up these troops. And weeks they have to spend training. And basically their commander will then roll a skill check. They succeed, one gets filled in, and the next week or 5 days kind of work week goes. So you have the people like Ismark and Radonovan that can always be training. Every week can just be training their troops. You can also spend your downtime doing certain tasks like crafting things or fortifying areas of the wall, training, carousing, you know, just various things that you're doing when you're not adventuring. And though those things will determine kind of how many slices of the little wheel it takes. And that's how many, you know, weeks you have to do. If it's just 1 week, like if something would take a week to make, you just roll for that downtime, and that's how long it would take. Those days don't have to be consecutive. You can do other things in between them. But that's kind of high level what to do. Narratively, there's a large section of time now. You've kind of an open-ended time. There's no ticking time bomb. You know Strahd is out there still. You know Strahd has an army. It's probably safe to assume that he's not just going to let you be here like just indefinitely.
Well, I'd like to see him try to make us leave. I was just joking. Don't make him.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, you know, you don't know when, but you know, it's probably inevitable that an army representing Strahd or Strahd himself will try and strike again. You don't know when that will be. But it could be, you know, days. It could be weeks before that happens. But there's also a series of things that you want to do. And according to Madam Eva's Taroka card reading, need to do before confronting Strahd. So that's kind of where it's going to turn to you guys. And so these tokens here, the circles, There are timers. I took this from Blades in the Dark, another RPG. But it's basically anytime we need to do something that is going to take an extended amount of time, we just create one of these little circles and say, you know, what the different sections represent, kind of like, oh, a skill check every 5 days for one of them. And if a success means you get a little black square in it, a failure means you don't. And when it's full, it's complete. So it's a progress bar. So anytime we need to represent something that will take longer than just a single check to do, we'll create one of these little timers, place it around your map to represent it, and just have it tick down.
Interesting. Cool.
As you do stuff.
Okay. Nice.
Peachy.
So I think where do you want to start with this? Because I think where we left off, you'd killed the final shadow creature. Do we want to start right after that? Or like a day has passed kind of thing? Do you want to rest
first? I'd say rest.
Rest would be good. That thing hit hard.
Okay. Yep. So let's say that after all of that happened, everyone was exhausted. You guys had been up nearly 24 hours checking everybody, rechecking everybody.
I was a total jerk about that too, so.
Yeah. And then finally, you just all went to bed. You wake up the next day and it's foggy and just kind of a colder morning than it has been. It seems every day it's been getting colder and colder. But that's where we'll pick up for that. The first day here.
Is it raining?
Sprinkling. Not fully off hard, like hard rain, but
yeah. I mean, you know, trained soldiers are one thing, but I know morale is down, and my concern is that if it keeps on raining, Levy's going to break.
Okay. You worked hard for that one.
I did. It's not the hardest I've worked for a pun, but yeah. So, when do like all the soldiers get out and start training and,
every day, around this time, you know, everyone's starting to wake up.
Okay. I, for one, would like to, you know, kind of observe everybody just, you know, silently and see basically where morale is.
All right. Why don't you give me a perception check?
I see all of these threads. 20.
20. So morale could be better. Definitely with, I believe Sprocket had a morale point. I forget what you got that point of morale for, but I believe I do know you have one.
I think it was for being awesome.
I usually am. I think it was mentioning that we had taken out Morgantha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. So there is a morale bump to everybody there. For that, let me morale plus one. So yeah, there is a morale trait on these infantry, these unit cards, and while kind of in your presence, or like under your control, they get plus one to that morale. But what you notice is, I mean, they're. The Abbey Defenders group seems to be, you know, medium. They're medium infantry, so they've got some shields. They're well equipped. Vallaki was a pretty wealthy town, as in terms of Barovia in general. And so they're well equipped and a little more trained. The Barovian Guard they literally are just townspeople that instead of pitchforks, they were handed short swords. So they were undertrained. They would need the most work in terms of training.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So is there any plan to meet with the leaders or anything to figure out where we are and such?
I think we should.
Yeah. If there's not a plan, I would like one.
I mean, you haven't heard of one.
Okay.
And I'm thinking I should organize anyone with smithing abilities or woodworking abilities and get to, building supplies, armor, shields, weapons, arrows.
Well, there are some blacksmiths that came over. Some of them are in the infantry. Hans happens to be a blacksmith.
What gave it away, Jeff?
So Hans,
what is Hans' strength? Does it say? Do you have it in front of you? If it's not important, this is totally a pissing contest.
18.
Oh, he's as strong as me.
He also has the brute ability where he has a melee weapon deals one extra die of its damage when he doesn't have a weapon. He uses his fist, so it's 2d4.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's right. My strength got drained too. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, your strength comes back after a long rest.
Yeah, now we're trying to.
The only reason I remember is because I knew it was 18. Because if you ask me what my other stats were,
how much the strength gets drained by, if that helps.
53.
Character sheet is reduced by 1d4. Great. So 1 to 4.
We could go through old episodes and have you.
Does that sound right? If it was reduced by 6?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, wait, no, what, maybe 2? Hold on.
Because I know I didn't have any negatives, and right now I'm sitting at 6 strength, which is minus 2.
Oh, you're sitting at 6 strength? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 6 then. Yes, because it hit twice.
I was
going
to say we could go through old episodes and listen to when he makes a strength roll and figure out what his plus was.
Kind of what I did. I scrolled up in the chat and I found.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was looking to.
2 Shadow Blade attacks, and then Ken rolled 2d4 and got a 6. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's what happened there.
That sounds 6. Like it. Yep.
Yep. I see it right there.
Got a roll 20. Saving our rolls for us. That's awesome.
Okay. All right, so,
I don't know if we have like a page or a squire or something that can run errands for us, because that's what I'm used to in life.
So here's how we'll do the downtime. Irina's got her own stuff she's got to do. She's off the table in terms of downtime. Ismark, however. Radonovan, the two, Vladimir and Joffrey, they're when they're not, actively doing something, they're training their troops. So their boxes will tick up every week automatically if they're not fighting.
Right.
But in terms of like Ismark, Hans, can be part of like Hans. I think we can call like the resident blacksmith. So if there's blacksmithing stuff that needs to be done, Hans can do it. In terms of like downtime. So let's go. That's a couple more people, a couple more things to do each week. And Sprocket. So like, we want to organize building weapons, or perhaps what we should do is get all the leaders together, like you were saying. Why don't you hold your meeting?
We knew you'd come around to it eventually. And as we're going, I want to, Vladimir, Ismark, Rodonovan.
Oh, you want them all there? Okay.
The commanders, but I want to snag Alana beforehand. Because I remember she has skill in fletching.
So Alana. Yeah.
All right. And so I'm just going to ask her ahead of time. The arrows that we can make from what we have, are they going to be really any good against evil magical things?
Are you seriously going to someone else? What a dick.
You're going to be at the meeting. We're going to talk about it more.
Alana says, unless they are silver or magical, then there's really little hope of them being too effective.
Hmm. Are you able to make magical arrows?
No.
Okay. Me neither. All right, so we're going to figure out a way. We're going to figure out a way to do that so that we're not left high and dry when the time comes.
I think that's a good choice.
Okay. All right. We'll go in. I'll be fashionably late. I'm not going to do that. I'm way too, way too neurotic for that.
So. Okay. So, we will say that. Where is? Don't have another character, so we will just use another Ismark for now.
Son of a bitch.
I just need to keep all the names straight.
They're multiplying.
And if Irina puts on that hat and changes into Ismark, I'm just gonna start yelling in the meeting.
Okay. So you've got Rodonovan representing the Valaki, the ex-Valaki troops, who are now the Abbey Defenders. That's what they've called themselves. Ismark is representing the Barovian Guard. There's you two. Consultants, nice. I guess.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Hans is there. So he can represent the kind of the working,
the blacksmith guild,
the blacksmith guild, but no, like the kind of the non military stuff that needs to happen. So, yeah. What do you and Irina is there, and you're where you are is in one of the halls of the Abbey. This big, long table, this big, long, kind of old, rotten wooden table. It's definitely been seen some better times and sat here, probably abandoned for a long time, just now being refurbished and put to use again. And sitting on it is a parchment that's kind of tattered at the edges. That is a map of Barovia. And this is your makeshift war room, where all of you now are huddled together to discuss the plan.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you all for coming. Let me, bring up our charts. I'll project it on the screen here.
Ismark says under his breath, this could have been an email.
This table's bugging me, so I'm going to start working on it while we're having the meeting?
Okay, we I kind of think that we mentioned a lot of the things that we saw in Ravenloft individually, but I kind of want to make sure that we're all on the same page. We have one major obstacle in getting in, and that's an old rickety drawbridge that I'm not sure is going to be able to hold too much weight. Now, I think I have some ideas on making sure we can get in to open the drawbridge, but any ideas on making sure that it can hold us?
Radonovan speaks up. Are you saying we should assault the castle?
Yeah. Did you have another idea? Because I don't really want to go back there.
I think we have some work to do before we
start talking about
assaulting a castle.
I'm not talking about today.
Well, then I think the drawbridge is a problem for down the road.
It's a problem that's not going to go away. We need to train the
troops. The troops need training. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, and your troops are looking really, really good out there, so it seems like you know what you're doing.
I can get started on designs for a makeshift portable bridge and put some carpenters on building it once I come up with it.
Okay. And Redundant has a good point. This is not something we have to figure out today, but that is a bridge that we're going to have to cross when we come to it.
Quite literally.
Yep. I didn't work as hard on that pun. we saw something inside. It was a in one of the big towers, and it was
a giant.
That's true. It was described to me. It was a large beating heart, like a crystalline heart that, when it was shot, when the fallen crystals turned to blood. When we would hit Strahd, there was a light that would come off him that even I could see, and it was the same color. Does anyone I have any idea what this heart does?
Let's see.
Holy smokes, we have the dumbest crew.
Vladimir fell asleep.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was gonna say. He's like, what?
Irina kind of furrows her brow, and she says, it feels like I've heard of it before, but I can't. It's like a memory that's not there anymore. But I think you're right to assume that there's something special about it.
Sprocket, that the last thing in Madame Eva's reading is knowledge of our enemy, right?
Sure.
And I can't find my thing, but Madame even said that if we went to the Amber Temple thing, if I'm remembering this right, then we would be able to learn about Strahd, and that would aid us in defeating him. I wonder if kind of our answer is there.
Could be. I mean, the easiest way to handle the heart thing would be just to destroy it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is also my instinct. That's also going to be very hard in that particular tower. It was remarkably well guarded. And
Vladimir, you said all of that out loud, I'm assuming, right? About the
yes.
Amber Temple.
Yeah.
Vladimir speaks up, just kind of interrupts you and says,
Shrewd.
You should stay away from the Amber Temple.
They told us the same thing about Argenvost Holt.
Great evil rests there.
I was smiling when I said that to make it clear it was a joke, but I don't think he has a sense of humor. I think Geoffrey laughed, though. He strikes me as somebody with a good sense of humor.
He's not here. He's with the troops.
Oh, darn. Okay. Wait, isn't he on there? I thought he was. Who's the blue person?
That's Hans.
Why is Hans blue?
That's just how his token looked.
Okay.
He's been depressed lately. He never
You're
gets
right,
a chance
buddy.
To kill anything.
Well, when I see Geoffrey later, I'm gonna retell him that joke, and I bet you he's gonna laugh. and I'll say no, and I understand that. We've been told that many, many times, in much more urgent tones than other places that have proved deadly to us. And so I totally get that.
Did we tell you about Baba La Saga?
Vladimir says, this is not a warning for your lives. What rests at the Amber Temple must remain. He looks intent and serious, staring you down, even though you have no eyes. But he's gazing right into your eyes.
What's there? Do you know?
He nods and kind of sits back in his chair a bit.
All right. Well, fair enough. All right. So the plan on the table then, and we'll work on this as time goes on. I Sprocket on as far as weapon production goes. We have faced a lot of enemies that my arrows and my regular longsword just aren't doing anything against. Do we have any silver? Do we have any way to make things magical?
We could probably scrounge silver.
Yeah, Irina says there is silver to be found in various artifacts in the catacombs. Desperate times calls for desperate measures.
I wasn't worried about that until you just said those words. okay, well, good. So, yeah, if we can get some silver, that would be amazing. Perfect. We've all come from kind of different corners of Barovia at this point. And so, has anybody seen our dog?
Your dog?
Gizmo? Gizmo? Oh, says, no, not Radonovan. Sorry.
Radonovan. So, we are having a meeting about the dog now.
No, we're bringing up the dog in the meeting.
I just explained that we have troops to train. We are sitting here in a meeting talking about a dog.
Yeah, apparently a lot longer than I intended. I was just asking if everybody's seen him.
Ismark interrupts as we... I have not seen that dog.
Thank you. By the way, that dog chased down a vampire and brought it to its knees. So, Radonovan, maybe you should learn about what's gone on beforehand before you mouth off.
He's kind of grumpy.
And I will stare him down with my lack of eyes.
Irina says, both of you, please. We need to make a plan. Radonovan and Ismark will train the troops. Vladimir, I trust, will take care of what his troops need. Hans can begin on the arrow production, and we will get silver from the catacombs below until it runs out.
Sounds reasonable. Mm-hmm. Do we have people to cover basic needs, food, wood?
Yes, there's
cooking.
There's just kind of a village springing up. It's becoming a lively town. Mostly troops at this point, but there are other people who have come with them for safety, or also just, you know, their family is joining the infantry. So this is becoming a legitimate village.
All right, cool.
So, Sprocket and Crethin. Sounds like the Irina, Ismark, all the rest have their plans for this coming week. What are you two doing? Are you working on things here in the week or heading out to do other various things around Barovia?
What do we have for tasks we want to accomplish?
I do want to make sure with Irina that she'd be okay with seeking help from the werewolves.
Okay. You find her at the chapel.
Okay.
And all right. She's sitting in kind of the front, the front row area, just looking up at the symbol that was that's been fashioned and hung up there that resembles the holy symbol of Ravenkind.
That worries me so much.
Speaking of ravens.
Saint Arcovia?
Yes. It's Crethin.
Yes. What am I supposed to call you now?
Just Irina is fine.
Okay. We told you about meeting scrolling crap, what's his name?
Who?
The werewolf.
Email?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, thank you. We told you about meeting Email in Ravenloft and how we teamed up. It sounds like the remaining werewolves, after we got rid of the mean ones, I guess, are kind of left with no love for Strahd. I'd like to go talk to them to see if they would join us when the time comes.
Um, Why don't you give me a persuasion check?
That'll be good.
My charisma's not good. 16.
You're rolling against her charisma.
Oh, that was never going to work if I'm rolling against her wisdom. Actually, I should be rolling with her wisdom, because this is a good idea.
She says, that's a good idea. But the troops are already a little on edge because of the Order of the Silver Dragon.
Yeah, I have an idea about that. And I will speak in low tones so the camera doesn't pick up what I'm saying, and then it will kind of fade to black. But not really, because we have to finish this conversation. I'll say, I have an idea on that. And that is that we'll hopefully try to get them to recognize themselves, you know, each other as a team on one side, on, you know, on the same side.
Go on.
I want to throw a party.
I see. We are in a war with an undead army, and you want to throw a party.
Yeah.
Troops need downtime.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I don't think Radonovan would be on board with his troops initially. I don't think Radonovan trusts them either.
Yeah, he's pretty cranky anyway.
We'll have to win his approval somehow first.
Well,
I mean, at the end of the day, I can just make it happen, but
yeah.
I don't want to risk losing his infantry.
No, and that'd be bad. So do you have any thoughts on that, considering I just yelled at him in a meeting? And
That's definitely not going to help the situation, but he seems to be focused on his troops and improving them. Perhaps there's something that could be done there to amend the situation.
Yeah, and to be fair, look, I mean, I yelled at your brother like 1,000 times worse. And well, yes, we're like best buds now.
Well, that I thought that was because you didn't like him.
I don't like Radonovan either.
He really doesn't like anyone.
I really don't. Is Brock in here? Is he making those comments?
Yeah, I figured I would have gone with you.
Yeah.
You can have your alone time later.
So, I'd be happy to go help him with the training. If that you think that would help.
I think that would. That's something that could definitely improve situation.
Okay, I'll go do that. All right. We'll see how this all turns out, and if things are going well, then we'll touch base before I talk to werewolves. And if it doesn't, then we won't. Talk to the werewolves. I mean, not touch base. We'll probably touch base at some point. That's, you know.
Oh. Okay. It sounded like you were going to run off again.
That's fair. All right. Oh, I forgot.
Yes.
And I'll grab my backpack, and I don't think I think I failed to give her this earlier, but I have that shield with this polished shield with the dragon's head on it. I don't think we ever actually identified it. But it was, I found it in Argenbrough's Holt, I think it was.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's.
And so I was just going to give it to her and, she can identify her own self. Hopefully it doesn't possess her and drive her mad.
It is a, yeah. +2 shield emblazoned with a stylized silver dragon. That is the emblem of the Order of the Silver Dragon. It also, I don't think you need to attune to it. No. The shield whispers warnings to its bearer, granting +2 bonus to initiative if the bearer isn't incapacitated.
Oh, wow.
Spiffy.
She says, this is magic, I believe. And she identifies it without hesitation, just identifies it as a, you know, the +2 shield, but also just the whispers of warnings before going into combat. And she says, this is very thoughtful of you, Griffin.
You're welcome. I thought it would help. I forgot to ask you earlier, because we didn't really have a chance to, like, play with it. But the holy symbol of Ravenkind, Madam Eva said that it would be, like, it would help us. What do you know? What does it do?
She holds it, kind of pulls it up and looks at it, and she says, it sounds a little bit crazy, but the holy symbol of Ravenkind spoke to me when I attuned to it. I still am trying to understand what...
Because it speaks in cause?
I mean, well, no. It's, it's hard to explain, but the symbol... This symbol here is very old. Older than Barovia itself. It was delivered ages ago to a paladin named Lugdana by a giant raven. I don't fully understand the rest of what I was told and saw, but this is older than everything here. And this artifact is incredibly powerful. And she goes on to explain what the holy symbol of Ravenkind can do. As an action, you can spend 1 charge and present the holy symbol to make it flare with holy power. And vampires and vampire spawn within 30 feet of it must make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or are paralyzed for 1 minute. That's hold vampires. It can turn undead. If you have the turn undead or turn unholy feature, you can expend 3 charges when you present the holy symbol. When you do so, an undead have disadvantage on their saving throws against the effect, and you can create sunlight with it.
Wow, okay, fancy.
Fun.
Irina says, I believe that whatever this raven was that delivered the symbol to Lugdana is somehow connected to what we now call the Morning Lord.
Speaking of ravens, has anyone been in touch with any of the Matakovs?
I don't think so. At least not around here. I do remember some of them coming by Barovia when I was there.
Gotcha.
Maybe worth trying to get in touch with them.
Yeah, we'll be on the lookout for ravens.
While you say that, there's a knock at the door, the chapel door opens up, and a guard is there in the door, out of breath. He's, Irina, there's an old man at the front gates. He just won't stop yelling. You better come quickly. Irina looks a little concerned, and I guess we should go. Looks at you, Grethin and Sprocket.
Oh, nod.
You head on down through the town, and as you get closer, you can hear, as you get closer to the front gate of the town, you can hear some yelling over the walls, and it just sounds like it's this cantankerous, cranky old man yelling, and occasionally you see some like small rock or something fly up, and the guards on the top of the wall duck out of the way. Open this door this instant. Don't you see what I'm carrying? The three of you get to the door, and you climb up to the guard tower and look down, and there is a hunched over old man wearing these black robes, and he has a cart that strangely resembles the cart that you previously had, but it seems like a lot of it has been rebuilt, and a lot of it looks new, but it has kind of an oddly familiar barrel shape to it, and crudely painted on the side it says Wizard of Wines. As you up to the top looking down, the guard fills you three in. Says, he just showed up and started yelling, and we would have opened the gate for him if he hadn't kept yelling and acting all suspicious and calling us buffoons, and so we thought it was a pretty serious situation.
He did the right thing.
From down below, I can hear you up there talking about me. Hello?
Well, who did you think we were talking about?
Your hearing's pretty good for an old-timer.
Well, yes, it's quite exceptional if I don't say so myself, but flattery will get you nowhere. Open this gate this instant. It's in your own good interest.
Who are you?
He kind of rubs his forehead, mutters something under his breath. He says, my name is Davian Mardukov. I come from the Wizard of Wines winery down up the road. Hence the wagon with the sign painted on the side of it.
I'm gonna point at my eyes and just glare at him.
Ah, yes. Well, you weren't here.
Mardukov, you say?
Yes, you related to
Danielle,
the Velaki Mardukovs.
Yeah,
Danielle, you know, and Susanna,
Danica.
good. I was just testing you.
and I just made up a name that wasn't close to anything.
No, but you've thrown me off so much that I don't remember what.
I could only remember Danica.
Irwin. It says, yes, I am related to Danica and my son, Irwin.
Ah, good.
I think we should let him in.
Yeah, we need to talk with them.
Ha, finally, somebody with some sense. Instead of these two buffoons you have guarding the gate. What good is a gate if you don't let anybody in?
That's actually the whole point of a gate.
Keeping people out?
Ah, it's for keeping the wrong people out and the right people in. I'm the right person.
Well, if you have wine in there, then you are definitely the right person.
Ha ha! Then the right person I am. Let me in.
All right. I'm going to kind of nod at Irina. And it said, you know, hey, we needed the Mardikovs. This might be our best chance.
I'm going to turn to the guards. You guys did the right thing.
We just didn't know what to do. He was making a huge scene for no reason.
Well, you know, old people.
I suppose so. This just seems unnecessary. They're still in shock as you head off. Where do you want me to deliver this?
I was thinking, is there like a an old tavern in town?
Yeah, there totally is.
Irina, we need a place for a party.
Well,
I think that old tavern might be a good one.
Think you're right. We should check it out.
All right.
So what, let's see, what are you looking for in the tavern? The town tavern probably is not going to hold everybody in town all at once. But yeah.
Well, yeah,
it's a decent size.
Yeah, we can either dance in the halls of the abbey or the chapel itself. People feel awkward, you know, drinking and dancing at church or amongst, you know, like the castle decor and stuff. But I don't know, like, is there like room? Like normally there's like the inn is at like at the crossroads in town where they've got the little town square going. Is there like a room on the outside too where we could make it kind of the more informal meeting area?
Yeah, I'd say so.
We could get a tent up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we could walk. I'm sorry. What is this gentleman's name? I haven't met him before.
Davian Mardikov.
Davian Mardikov. It's amazing.
Davian Mardikov. I've said my name once already.
We have heard nothing from this person in years. I would say, so yeah, we'll walk him to the right spot. And
you get there and it's pretty run down. No one has taken up residence in it yet. And Davian kind of looks at it, looks over at you. This is where you want me to deliver the wine.
Yes.
It's a work in progress. So how'd you get wine? Rumor is you've been out of commission for a while.
Yes, well, that's part of the reason why I'm here. You see, times have changed, and so has the Wizard of Wines, and we're back in business.
That's great news.
Awesome.
And I've come with a business proposition for I suppose you, or whoever is in charge. You seem to be the ones in charge here.
Okay.
I need help delivering this wine.
All right. It's not actually a business proposition, Davian. That's just a statement.
Oh, it's a business proposition for you. You will deliver this wine. I mean, you as in you, he gestures to like all of Krezik. You will deliver the wine.
Okay. To that building?
He looks again at it. You're serious about that? I thought that was just a joke.
Where else are you going with it?
Why don't you give me a persuasion check again?
And as I'm doing so, I will mention is like we were in Valaki just a couple of weeks ago, and we met your son and daughter-in-law and grandkids, and they were doing fine. Business was not. Where's my persuasion? Gosh, why am I? This whole like all my plans have to do with charisma. 13.
13. The business proposition is this. I need help distributing wine, my wine, across Barovia. Some places are a little more difficult. An old man can't be going out and delivering wine into dangerous situations. However, I will deliver the wine here, and you can distribute it out. And you can take some of the profit.
Where else does it need to go? I don't know if
everywhere
you've heard.
And anywhere. Wine is the lifeblood of Barovia. It's one of the few things that give hope to people here.
What kind of volume are we talking? Do we need to build a warehouse?
Says, well, I have in this cart, this very day, 100% full single barrel of wine.
Okay.
More to come.
Davian, we don't need to distribute a single barrel of wine anywhere.
Yes, well, this is just
how much
to give you a taste. Entice you into the business proposition.
I still don't understand where you think what this is going. All of Barovia Village is here. Valaki is destroyed. Where else are we taking it?
I mean, there's still people in Valaki. Is there not?
The inn is closed.
That doesn't mean people don't need wine.
All right, so here's my business proposition.
Aha, counter business proposition, I see. Very well.
Okay, so I don't know if it's like a family thing. I don't know how things work in Barovia, but do birds of a feather flock together?
Clever.
Nice rhyme, too.
I assure you I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay. I have no interest in sending anybody to Valaki. But if you find your son, I'm very interested in speaking to him.
He begins hitching up the horse. What was it? The horse's name? Drusilla.
No, we kept Drusilla.
No, that's right. You kept Drusilla. He's got a different horse. So he begins kind of gearing up the horse and gets back on the cart. He says, well, I see you're not very serious about any of this, so I'll take my business elsewhere.
Okay.
Good day.
We'll be happy to buy that barrel off of you.
He abruptly stops the cart. How much?
How much is it worth? I don't know.
You tell me. How much is wine worth here in Barovia?
How do I have any idea how much wine is worth anywhere?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. Do I?
Would that call for an intelligence check?
Yeah.
25.
You can calculate the exact price of wine in Barovia.
Okay, how much is that?
it's whatever Sprocket says it is. I have no clue. I have no clue. It has
I was
no,
about to say the DM has not no bearing think ahead. On anything.
So this business idea of yours, I mean, what are we talking for volume? How many shipments? How often?
It says, well, I'm growing the grapes now, but thanks to some procurements, they are growing at an accelerated rate. I would say we could probably have a dozen barrels in possibly a month.
And you got the gym.
I'm sorry, you were both talking at once there.
You found
never the gym. Is there someone in charge that I could speak with?
How did you get the
gym? Never mind him. I'm talking business here. So do you have a means of transportation?
Yes, I do. I have this car.
Well, we are short on mobility options right now.
Hmm. That does make it difficult. But I'm sure you'll solve that problem just quickly as I can make the wine. I believe in you.
Wow, that makes me feel good.
How'd you get the gem?
I'm sorry, what gem are you speaking of?
Yeah, I know. I'm beginning to understand. Beginning to understand what Erwin was saying about you.
I don't think you understand at all what Erwin was saying about me. Now, if you please, the adults are speaking. He turns back over to Sprocket. Now, I trust that you would be able to make such said carts. It seems like you have quite a few number of people here and have been doing repairs already.
Well, we do have kind of a lot going on at the moment. However, if you get back to us within like a week or so, we could probably hash out some more concrete ideas. We only just got here the other day, so we're still trying to get settled in.
Why don't you give me a persuasion check?
Seven.
It says, well, I trust that you will no doubt find the means to make said transportation modes.
We really should have brought
that up to you.
We really should have brought Irina. Her charisma's through the roof. I didn't say that out loud. I'm just
he.
All right.
He goes to unload the barrel of wine.
What is the price on that barrel of wine, Sprocket?
Let's see.
Well, I'm thinking as a good faith measure from this gentleman, we're going to have to front a lot of materials and resources to get distribution set up. I'm thinking a barrel of wine would about cover it.
Well, suppose that could be arranged. However, I would lose out on the cost of the wood of the barrel.
We'll give it back when we're done.
Do you have means of working
probably be tomorrow.
Raw wood?
If you stay tonight, you can take the empty barrel.
Offer accepted. And yes, I do have means of working raw wood.
Because we can supply you with materials.
There's plenty of wood that I have out near the winery. I think this can be arranged. The barrel is yours. I shall return in a week to check on the progress.
Now, what kind of wood do you have over there? Is it good hardwood for working, or?
I have whatever kind of wood is required for the task at hand. Are you looking for wood?
Possibly. I'm a bit of a connoisseur.
You're just trying to get me to say that's what she said.
It's mostly pine around these parts, but, you know, some good oak or maple.
That could be arranged. How much are you willing to pay?
Well, let's get this business venture going and get our partnership off to a good start, and then we can discuss other ventures.
It sounds delightful.
I like you, Davian.
Sprung.
And I like you, future business partner.
I will hold out my hand.
He shakes it.
Excellent.
If I'm in a position to whisper something where he won't be able to hear me.
Yeah.
I will whisper. Okay, so he clearly got that gem. With the other one, what was it? I think it was with the druids. Or something. The other one that Baba Lasaga didn't have. Would, like, trees grown with that? Would that convey any special property to the wood to therefore make something special with the bow? Arrows? Spears? The like?
No, I just want some different wood to work with.
You could give me an arcana check to see if you think that might work.
I can do that. 12, really?
You're not sure.
That's with a plus 9.
I'm thinking about it, so I'm going to roll with my plus 1. Oh, I got a 17.
You are a ranger after all.
You don't think with kind of the skill that you have, it would take a lot, a high level spellcaster to infuse that kind of magic.
Gotcha. Okay.
Into the wood. But you probably could use these crystals to manipulate growing speeds and things, is what you think.
Yeah.
So the wood that's grown has just a faint magical aura to it, but it's not in itself magical.
All right.
So tell me, Davian, are you strictly a wine man, or do you delve into any of the brewer's arts?
Just wine, my friend. Just wine.
You interested in branching out?
Well, seeing as it's just me out there, it's not really feasible at the time, but perhaps as we grow and as things change in Barovia.
Things are changing.
Yes, I'm sure they are. That is why I'm getting back into the wine business and getting the winery going again.
Excellent. I've been known to do a little brewing from time to time. So perhaps one day we can discuss.
Yes, well, we'll clearly have to make it off-site. I don't want any kind of cross-contamination with my wine.
Oh, we can set something up. Where are you located?
The Wizards of Wine. The Wizard of Wines. It's just across the bridge there and to the south.
Ah, good to know.
Yes, but, you know, please come. Feel free to stop by if you wish to see the operation, but I will, now that you have your barrel of wine, I will leave you to it, and as I said before, I will see you in a week. Good day, sir, and pleasure doing business with you.
Likewise, my man.
And
bye,
he turns to you. He turns to you, Crethin, and he says, "Good day." And then he rides off, and you've got a barrel of wine ready to go.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to Dice and Dreary. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to support the show, visit our Patreon. By becoming a patron, you can get access to our behind-the-scenes episodes post-mortem. Check the show notes for links or visit patreon.com/diceanddreary. And thank you to the Techno Funk Boy for the music in this episode.